Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Again from the studio this week because my poor little dog has got his sore leg back, and so I took him for a big walk yesterday, and then today he's really not in a good way, and today was my podcast recording day. So I'm back in the studio today, and I actually have kind of a fun episode for you today, or at least it's a funny analogy, and it was inspired by my good friend Kelly Brown. We're very similar people, and she was doing a podcast, like a Facebook Live in her Clarity Collective. And it was about anchoring into something, anchoring into what you want, you know, and then just like kind of allowing the universe to provide. And it was actually inspired because we were having a conversation on Instagram about how my house came about, which is the story I want to share with you today, because it highlights how when we can anchor into what we want and then let go of any expectations or attachments, we can actually get what we want. We just have to be open. See, and I've spoken about this before numerous times on the podcast. It's so often that we are so attached to the way something should be delivered to us and our need to control things, to make it happen. You know, that's what we're sold, this idea of like you just make shit happen. And that can be true for some people. It's not my own truth. It's not the experience of my life anyway. When I try to make shit happen, it rarely does. So there is an element of surrender that needs to happen. So I wanted to share with you what I'm currently referring to as my Stephen Bradbury moment. Now, does anyone remember Stephen Bradbury? He was the speed skater at the Olympics who was skating along, and I think he might have been coming last. And, you know, as an Aussie speed skater, we're not like the greatest at the Winter Olympic stuff, but, you know, he was doing his best and he was out there and he was giving it a crack. And then everyone just fell over in front of him and he won. And I feel like this is actually what happened with the house situation. So I think I might have mentioned this. I've certainly mentioned it in Show Up, Speak Up, the Facebook group. But if you're not aware, my husband and I, Miko, we just bought a house. And this has been something that is really important to me. And I've talked about how important owning a home is to me numerous times throughout the past 4 years. And I did own a home down in Nambucca Heads, and it was a fucking disaster. So we bought it in 2008, just as the credit crunch was starting to happen. And then, you know, the bottom fell out of the market. We in Nambucca reached the peak of the market and it never really recovered. So 8 years on from buying it, we sold it for less than what we had bought it, which is like pretty much one of the only places in Australia where the market didn't explode over the last 8 years. And we have always wanted to live in this area. We've been living in Lennox for the past 6 years. I love it here. This is definitely where I want to be. And housing just felt like it was out of our reach financially. So, but I was anchored. I was anchored to this idea of owning a home here. I just didn't know how it was going to happen. And a couple of years ago, my mother-in-law also lives in Lennox Head, and she had said to us, why don't you, my sister-in-law, she was many years ago, about 15 years ago, she was going to build on top of my mother-in-law's house, and they were going to live up there, and my mother-in-law was going to live down beneath. And she still had the architect plans. They had been approved by council back then, so they had a DA and all that kind of jazz. And she had said to us, well, you know, you guys are going to stay there, so why don't you use the plans? So that was the plan. And then about a year ago, my mother-in-law, who is turning 80 this year, was thinking, I don't know if I want to stay in this house. She had a couple of falls. It shook her confidence a bit, and her house has stairs, like all the ways to get in have stairs. And as someone who is nearing old, or she's 80, so like almost 80, that's pretty old age, I guess, she had concerns. And also she's quite isolated up there, and her friends in the court where she lives were kind of, one had needed to be put into care, and another one who is much younger than her was looking to buy into a retirement village, and it put the idea in her head that perhaps she'd like to live in a village. So this is a really, really long story, and I'm not going to go into all the finite details, but essentially what happened was, you know, the past 2 years have been us navigating this, us, or primarily me, driving it, trying to make it happen. And it was every turn, just we were met with resistance and it wasn't happening. And it was just really hard. It felt really hard, really hard, and just like insurmountable. You know, every time there was just another hurdle and another hurdle and another hurdle and another hurdle. And I decided that I was just going to surrender to it. You know, I was just not going to try and control this thing anymore. And I was just going to surrender it to it and make it a conscious practice. So when I felt myself getting like, oh, fuck, I've got to do this, trying to control it, trying to make it something, trying to like make all the things happen, I would actively surrender. I would be like, okay, I can feel I'm needing to push here. I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to let it go. And what happened is just so funny. So pretty much, we reached the end of all of the hurdles and we reached a brick wall, and it was like, well, fuck, now what do we do? And that was when I made that active decision to surrender back. And when I did, the brick wall came down, so did all of the hurdles. And now it's super, super chilled. We have the finance before my mother-in-law needs it, and it's all super easy. And we own a home. So I wanted to share this because I feel like Stephen Bradbury, right? I feel like I was pushing, 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 going as hard as I could, trying to make it happen, trying to win, trying to win. And then we just don't know what's going to happen if we trust. We don't know what the outcome's going to be. We can't control it, really. We think we can. We're delusional in that respect. Thinking we have really any control is delusion. The only control we have is in our ability to remind ourselves to surrender, remind ourselves to trust. Like, that is the only control we have, is surrendering, which seems like a dichotomy, but I mean, that's fucking life, right? It's full of contrasts and contradictions and dichotomies. So I wanted to share this story for those of you out there who have this dream that you are anchored to, and you're trying and trying and trying desperately to make it happen. When we are trying to control the way things are delivered to us, we're really making things more difficult than they need to be. You know, Kelly used this really amazing analogy of like being a little sailboat anchored to the ground, and a storm comes and it waves you around, sure, but you're still anchored. So anchor to what it is you want and know that at the end of the storm, you're going to be there. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. It is happening. You just can't see the ways that it's happening for you. And you definitely can't when you're trying to control an outcome, when you're trying to make it something. Trust and surrender, two of the hardest things to do as human beings, because life erodes our trust and we're constantly conditioned not to surrender, not to give up. We have to be active participants. What we have to be is anchored to our thing, to what we really want, and then allowing it to be delivered. You know, and it seems like, I don't know, it's like the law of attraction shit, what you just sit on the top of a mountain and visualize and it comes. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe for some people that's the way it works. Maybe for others it's not. I don't really know. But I do know from this experience that the control aspect is the thing that is fucking it up. If you're struggling, if you're feeling like you've been thrown around in this crazy shitstorm, then maybe it's because you're trying to make it into something when it already is something. So that's it from me today. My tale of being a Stephen Bradbury and going for it, doing all the training. You know, I mean, the thing is, right, like Stephen Bradbury wasn't sitting on a cliff going, I want an Olympic medal. He was doing the training. He was doing all the things necessary, but then shit just happened for him. And we forget that the universe or whatever it is can be on our side. It's just that sometimes we don't believe it. And I am the biggest, I'm saying this because this is what I need to learn, right? Like I lack trust. I am a control freak. I have high expectations. I'm very attached to outcomes. But it's not working in my favor. And when I practice surrender, it always works in my favor. So this is an invitation to have a look at where there is a shitstorm going on in your life. And where can you be a Stephen Bradbury? Where can you show up for the game? But just know that it's inevitable. And allow whatever to unfold. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out. Actually, no. First, I just want to mention one thing. I'm not sure if there'll be any spaces left, but my books are full for all of March. Totally full. Retreat, house move, coaching clients, podcasting clients, it's full. But in April, I am opening up 4 spots for one-to-one coaching. It's fortnightly one-on-one sessions with me, plus messenger support in between calls. And then I've got this new added bonus because I really want to build a community around the coaching clients that I'm working with. I feel like they are so insightful, so wise, have such great amounts of knowledge, and bringing it together as a community would be something that really sings to me and I know would really be beneficial for my clients. So there will be monthly community calls for all of my coaching clients as a bonus so they can get to know each other and build relationships and maybe we can go on retreats together and stuff. Anyway, there are 2 at this point. This is like Friday and this episode's going out on Wednesday. So at this point, there's 2 spots available for this. It is really for you if you are wanting to do something more brave and courageous, if you're wanting to show up more as yourself in your life. It's not just for entrepreneurs. It's for, you know, I've got senior executive, personal brands, you know, different professionals and entrepreneurs, because I feel like we can get stuck in a bubble of entrepreneurship. And I want to pop that bubble because there's such a big world out there. So bringing together people from all different industries and backgrounds to, you know, all of our soul core shit is the same. So your need to be validated is something that lives within all of us, you know. So bringing those people together and helping, you know, they're so wise, helping each other because I don't have all the answers. You do. And my job is to help you find your answers, but also to create a community around this. So if this is speaking to you, reach out to me ASAP. As I said, there were 4 spots, 2 are already taken. There are 2 left And they may be gone by now, but if you're interested, if it's calling to you, reach out. It's $500 a month, 3-month commitment minimum, and you can go monthly after. So just full transparency, that's what it is. Two fortnightly sessions per month, one-on-one with me, a community call once a month, and messenger support with me directly in between. If it sounds like it's something you're interested, reach out. That's it from me this week. Surrender to life, allow the good shit to happen, anchor into what you want, and just go about being your fucking fine self. Okay. See you next week. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.